Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 22nd of October. Victorians have been celebrating crossing over the 70% full vaccination threshold and having their lockdown lifted as of midnight last night. However, that rate is still lagging for the state's Indigenous population. As of Wednesday, just 56% of Victoria's Indigenous population is fully vaccinated. Excluding metropolitan Melbourne and looking just at the regions, it drops even further down to just 51% full vaccination. This is a disparity of approximately 20% between the Indigenous population and the overall population's vaccination rates. New South Wales is also seeing a lag in the rate of full vaccination, with just 68% of the Indigenous population compared to 83% overall, still 15% behind. New South Wales recorded 345 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 5 deaths, including a person in their 30s. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 61 new cases, 17 in Newcastle, 10 in Lake Macquarie, 9 in Midcoast, 7 in Cessnock, 6 in Maitland, 4 in Port Stephens, 4 in Tamworth, 3 in Singleton, and 1 in Dungog. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 7 new cases, 2 in Bathurst, 2 in Dubbo, 1 in Bourke, 1 in Lightning Ridge, and 1 in Walgett. The Far West Local Health District recorded no new cases, bringing the total number of active cases in the district to just 19. On to Victoria, where there were 2,189 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 16 deaths. This makes yesterday the deadliest day on record for the state with regards to COVID-19 deaths. There are now 23,320 active cases in the state. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.